This is a very short version of a long exploration, which involved many diversions, as when Joan's critic reemerged from time to time. But from the beginning, IFS helped Joan and Brian hear themselves and each other from the perspective of an objective, curious, and compassionate self. They were no longer locked in the past, and a whole range of new possibilities opened up for them. The Power of Self-Compassion, IFS and the Treatment of Rheumatoid Arthritis. Nancy Shattuck is a rheumatologist at Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital, who combines medical research on rheumatoid arthritis, known as RA, with a strong interest in her patients' personal experience of their illness. When she discovered IFS at a workshop with Richard Schwartz, she decided to incorporate the therapy into a study of psychosocial intervention with RA patients. RA is an autoimmune disease that causes inflammatory disorders throughout the body, causing chronic pain and disability. Medication can delay its progress and relieve some of the pain, but there is no cure, and living with RA can lead to depression, anxiety, isolation, and overall impaired quality of life. I followed this study with particular interest because of the link I'd observed between trauma and autoimmune disease. Working with senior IFS therapist Nancy Sowell, Dr. Shattuck created a 9-month randomized study in which one group of RA patients would receive both group and individual instruction in IFS, while a control group received regular mailings and phone calls regarding disease symptoms and management. Both groups continued with their regular medications, and they were assessed periodically by rheumatologists who were not informed which group they belonged to. The goal of the IFS group was to teach patients how to accept and understand their inevitable fear, hopelessness, and anger, and to treat those feelings as members of their own internal family. They would learn the inner dialogue skills that would enable them to recognize their pain, identify the accompanying thoughts and emotions, and then approach these internal states with interest and compassion. A basic problem emerged early. Like so many trauma survivors, the RA patients were alexithymic. As Nancy Sowell later told me, they never complained about their pain or disability unless they were totally overwhelmed. Asked how they were feeling, they almost always replied, "I'm fine." Their stoic parts clearly helped them cope, but these managers also kept them in a state of denial. Some shut out their bodily sensations and emotions to the extent that they could not collaborate effectively with their doctors.